mixed emotions to a certain extent. Obviously, really disappointing we lost the game. For all Sheffield United's good play in the first half an hour, and the way they moved the ball and their movement was excellent. I didn't feel we were going to concede a goal. You know, a couple of good blocks in around our penalty area. We didn't give any clear-cut chances away, and we concede from a set play. Second goal was a really poor goal from us. Three times we had the opportunity to clear the ball and didn't. And I said to the guys, that's the difference. You know, you want to aspire to be top of the league. You want to aspire to be in the playoffs and certainly to play in the championship. A, we have to be more clinical in front of goal when we get the opportunities. And secondly, we can't give goals away like we did. Bolton and Sheffield United are top of the league for a reason. A, they've got the best squads. But secondly, their goal scoring and goals conceding record from set plays is phenomenal. And we have to do better in both boxes.
How frustrating was it to lose your goalkeeper to injury?
Yeah, of course, disappointment. We have to see how he is tomorrow and the days following. Kingy came on and you know was excellent again. Didn't put a foot wrong. And you know, obviously when he came in and played, he done really well. So to lose anybody at this stage of the season is a blow. You know, a lot of football for a lot of my lads, and had to shuffle the pack again tonight. But you know, we take a lot of positives out tonight. We used the ball really well. I thought we bossed virtually the whole of the second half, and last half hour in particular we bossed the game, and we weren't clinical enough. Lee Gregory's through 1-on-1, has to score, and if we get back to 2-1 with sort of 10 minutes remaining, then we're a really powerful side.
You weren't happy after the Swindon game. To what extent were you pleased with the reaction tonight in terms of the display?
Well, I know I'd get a reaction, because I always do. We normally get a reaction and we get a result. Tonight we didn't get a result, but I got the performance. Some of the play individually was excellent, collectively good as a group at times. You know, we can be better than that. And from what I just said to the players, you know, we take the positives from tonight. The way we played first half, at times we moved the ball really well. Second half was a little bit more direct and fed off second balls. We've got to pick and choose the right moments to do a bit of both. So it's working towards that the weekend. Seven games to go. You know, we still find ourselves in a position where we're on the cusp of the playoffs. Everyone's looking to say, where will we go Saturday? We've got a real, it's a six-pointer Saturday. There's no getting away from that. It's a massive game against Scunthorpe, and you know, we have to perform.
How confident are you that the team will perform on Saturday? What's the mood like in the dressing room at the moment?
Well, they're really good lads. You know, they're disappointed. You know, we've had a great run for 3.5 months, then all of a sudden we've had a little blip. And there's no getting away from it. We have. You know, we've been beat by Spurs in the Cup, and then we've not won for 4 league games. All the other teams have done this at different times. Ours is now. We find ourselves in a position of strength because of the run we've had for 3.5 months. I said, we've got to find a way to break that cycle. So I've either got to change personnel, change shape, or we've got to find that individual ability that we've shown for a long periods to be better. So, you know, we certainly, you know, a lot of thought process towards the weekend.